In an hour and a half, we'll get the government's hiring and unemployment reports. The typical forecast is for 75,000 more people added to payrolls in October. That would be down, in part because of the General Motors strike, but we'll see. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Treasury Department is rolling back some Obama-era rules designed to keep corporations from using overseas addresses to avoid, some say, dodge U.S. taxes. Treasury issued final regulations on this yesterday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer's in Washington. Nancy, which rules are we talking here?
So, David, this is a rule that would prevent U.S. firms from moving income to overseas affiliates, then borrowing the money back and deducting the interest on the loan from U.S. taxes. The rule to stop it was part of regulations the Obama administration implemented to discourage corporate inversions, that is, companies moving their headquarters to other countries with lower corporate tax rates.
Yeah, we covered that whole thing. Why is Treasury Department rolling this back?
Well, Treasury says this rule isn't needed anymore because the 2017 tax overhaul reduced the U.S. corporate income tax from 35% to 21%, so there's less incentive for American companies to use accounting gimmicks to avoid a high U.S. corporate tax rate.
Well, how will the IRS be able to prevent this kind of tax manipulation?
Well, the Treasury Department says it will still have rules on this, but it won't treat every transfer of income from a U.S. company to a foreign branch as an attempt to dodge taxes. It says that's what the Obama administration did. Treasury says it's going to issue new rules on this that will be more streamlined and targeted.
Nancy, much appreciated. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the Trump administration is backing off its intention to freeze in place car and truck fuel efficiency rules and may now require miles per gallon to rise 1.5% a year. California air regulators say this still isn't enough to meet federal clean air rules. China's internet giant Alibaba has its quarterly results due shortly. The Amazon rival reported a sharp 42% jump in sales last time round, but now China's economic growth is slowing. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has more from Shanghai.
Millions of people use Alibaba's shared bikes to get to work.
Hello.
Including me. Millions shop for things like furniture or hair clips on Taobao and Tmall, Alibaba's e-commerce platforms, also including me. Michael Clendenin is with RedTech Advisors.
It's got upwards of 600 million active users. It's a very good bellwether for how the entire Chinese economy is going.
He says overall, Alibaba has been doing well. Yes, the economy is slowing down, but sales of affordable goods like cosmetics and clothing are still growing for Alibaba. Plus,
even when times are a little tough, they can still push up their advertising rates just a little bit.
Danny Law, an analyst with Guotai Junan Securities, says Alibaba is also boosting its bottom line with more sales.
In August and September, Alibaba had sales promotions that didn't exist last year.
And like Amazon, it's expanding its cloud computing services, which have higher profit margins. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Markets. FTSE in London is up 0.3%. Here, stock index futures are each up 0.2%. From the journal Science, just last week, there's an algorithm from United Health Group that hospitals use to decide who gets extra support. Researchers noticed the software recommends that extra medical support goes to white patients over black patients, even if the white people don't need the help as much. The software designers didn't put white or black into the algorithm, but it's because African-American patients tend to use less care for many reasons, so the cost savings to the hospital is higher if the software is effectively biased toward white patients. Now, there's a book out today about strategies to reduce this kind of thing. It's called The Ethical Algorithm. The co-author is Michael Kearns, National Center Chair of the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Computer and Information Science. Professor, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
This hospital thing is exactly what you've been writing about.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a very nice paper, but also nobody should be surprised that this kind of thing happens regularly these days.
But how do you expose? How do you bring to the fore? How do you bring transparency to the assumptions that are built into a piece of software?
Well, you start by needing to specify exactly what it is you want the algorithm to do. And in the case of the science paper that you mentioned, the company that developed this simply went after a proxy for health, which is health cost. So nobody should be surprised that when you use that as a proxy for health, that you might, for instance, discriminate against one group or another that might be economically disadvantaged or have less access to health care. Our book is really about how to design algorithms that don't do this sort of thing in the first place.
It touches all sorts of things that are very important to people. For instance, privacy. You can dial in more privacy, but at a cost when you're building an algorithm, piece of software.
That's right. So it's whether it's, you know, fairness or privacy or transparency or explainability, all of these things that we would like from our algorithms, we now know how to specify those things and code them into the algorithm, so to speak. But we should generally expect that when we do that, it will come at a cost to other things like predictive accuracy. I think the good news here is that it's possible to precisely quantify these trade-offs and let, you know, stakeholders and society make decisions about the relative value of privacy and fairness versus predictive accuracy, depending on the particular application in question.
I mean, there'll be some people hearing this who say, no, I just want accuracy, accuracy, accuracy. Don't dial in anything else. But you're saying because of the ethical implications of these things, sometimes the balance needs to be brought.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the singular focus on accuracy is essentially the world that we live in right now. And it is, I think, largely the reason for all of the kind of algorithmic misbehavior that we're seeing documented in the paper that you mentioned and myriad other publications in the last few years.
Michael Kearns is a professor at Penn, along with fellow Penn professor Aaron Roth. They've written the book, The Ethical Algorithm, The Science of Socially Aware Algorithm Design. Michael Kearns, thanks.
Thanks for having me, David.
And that hospital software we mentioned, United Health is cited saying it's meant to always have supervision from human doctors. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.